Video: Los Angeles DA George Gaskin's right-hand man arrested in DUI stop, "You've pulled over the wrong person." By Hannah Knudsen on June 25, 2024. Joseph Iniguez, the second top prosecutor in Los Angeles, who is described as the right-hand man of Soros-backed LA District Attorney DA George Gaskin, was arrested in a DUI stop in 2021 and seemingly attempted to intimidate police officers, a video reveals. According to reports, Iniguez was riding in the passenger seat during the DUI stop. His fiancée at the time was driving the vehicle and reportedly made an illegal U-turn. The two were coming back from a wedding. Iniguez reportedly told officers during the stop, "You've pulled over the wrong person, let me tell you. This is not right," he continued. "This is why when they talk about law enforcement and, like, our interactions with law enforcement, he did the right thing tonight and drove me. We were at a wedding." According to the video, Iniguez attempted to throw his status around during the stop, urging police to run his plates to see the connection to the district attorney's office. He was serving as Gaskin's chief of staff at the time. "Run our plates, and see what you find," he dared. "Honestly. I'm not saying anything. Just see what you find." FSDs, field sobriety tests, are completely voluntary and not required by law, he shouted in the video as officers talked to his fiancée. Ultimately, he was handcuffed, as was Iniguez. "Sir, you're currently in public, and you're intoxicated," the officer said. "You're being placed under arrest right now. Turn around for me. Put your hands behind your back. Watch." According to Fox News, Iniguez made good on his veiled threats and received a $10,000 settlement from Azusa after he sued over the incident, alleging a federal civil rights violation. He celebrated his legal victory by stating that policing is a scourge on our community and must be called out. "While I took this action to hold them accountable, many people with less knowledge of the system have bad experiences with police that impacts their trust for some of our most important public servants," he added. As Breitbart News reported in 2023, the woke DA reportedly had a 10,000-case backlog, causing further frustration among prosecutors as a local judge reinstated a no-cash bail policy for nonviolent offenses.